Well, people talk a lot about West Charlotte and its diversity. It seems like that's a real significant part of it. And also, of course, here in Charlotte, the West Charlotte is known for its diversity, primarily regarding racial integration.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that is meaningful to you here at West Charlotte?
It definitely is. Right now, with my position as student council, we have little committees that we've divided up into, and I'm head of the Race Relations Committee. And right now we're working on a project to sort of end de facto segregation, like in the cafeteria primarily, because no matter how well we get along in the classroom and in the hallways, at lunchtime, it still seems like everyone sits by their specific race. And you have your exceptions to it, but it's still primarily when you look, that's what you see. And so we're trying to organize a day now where everyone just tries to reach out and sit with somebody they normally wouldn't, or sit with somebody of a different race, or just somebody that they wouldn't normally sit with, just so they can meet different people.
Why do you think that happens? Why do you think that shook out that way?
I think it's just people are more comfortable with things that are similar. I think, and they, even if they have the same people in their classroom, just haven't taken the time out to go out and venture out during lunch or during free time or hang out on the weekends, things like that. I think it's gotten where it's isolated in the classroom instead of everywhere else.
So in the classroom in general, people mix pretty well?
Yes, I